Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone.
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Is he gonna be mad?
I'm gonna finish my homework fast so I can watch.
Me too.
Mom, are you gonna tell Dad before dinner or after?
Oh, you kids are making a big thing out of nothing.
Well, your father's not gonna be upset over something so minor.
Mr. Brady ought to be home any minute, Mrs. Brady.
Guess so.
Sure wish there was some way I could help you soften the blow.
Alice, you're as bad as the kids. Now, Mr. Brady is not going to be upset.
Well, I hope not.
Well, after all, it was just a little accident. Just a dented fender. It wasn't even my fault.
Have you thought about how you're going to break the news?
Oh, yeah, I'll just say, "Hi, honey, how was your day?"
He'll say, "Fine, how was yours?"
And I'll say, "Oh, terrific. Just a slight mishap with the car."
Then he'll say...
You can find out what he'll say right now. Mr. Brady just got home.
Mike?
Yeah, honey?
How was your day?
Oh, great.
How do I look? Confident?
Like a turkey on Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
Hi, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. How was everything at the office?
Fine. How was your day today?
Oh, just great. I confirmed your golf date for Sunday.
Hey,
and
good.
I found a button that matches your sweater, and I sewed it on. And I put a new light bulb in your den. And I picked up your cleaning. And I made your favorite chicken and dumplings for dinner.
Honey?
Yeah?
What went wrong today?
Oh, well, and now that you mention it, there was one small, tiny, minor problem.
Small, tiny, minor.
I knew you'd see it that way.
See what way?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Who banged up the car?
Who banged up what?
Oops.
Well, think I better go have a look at the small, tiny, minor.
Thanks a lot, Big Mouth.
Well, it's no big thing, but... It's not exactly small, tiny, minor, either.
Well, honey, it wasn't my fault. I was just in the parking lot at the supermarket, and...
What happened?
Well, we got in the car, and we fastened our seat belts. And then I carefully looked out the back window to make sure everything was clear. And then I started to back out. Well, this man across the aisle, he started to back right out.
And he ran into you?
Exactly. He hit me. Well, he didn't even look back. He just barreled right out of that parking slot.
Listen, Carol, what about the damage to his car?
It's about the same as mine. Dented fender.
Well, glad nobody was hurt.
Well, me too. Well, we exchanged names and addresses, and we decided to fix our own cars instead of making a big thing out of it.
Yeah, well, it would have been wiser to report it, but as long as you both agreed.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi, kids.
Hi.
Hello, kid.
Wow! I bet Greg's really gonna get it for that.
What a dumb thing to do!
Greg didn't do it.
And it wasn't so dumb, either.
Hey, you kids better get ready for dinner. Your mom has made chicken and dumplings for dinner tonight.
Chicken and dumplings?
That means Mom wrecked the car.
Oh, listen, that's where I'm going to put my dumpling.
No, I'll give you a dumpling.
Listen, Eddie, we have a problem about tonight. I'm without wheels.
How come?
Oh, my mom got in an accident with her car and smashed a taillight. And my folks are going to use my dad's car. How about you driving us?
No chance.
How about Dave?
I just love those jeans.
Well, that kind of weights your tie.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, perfect. But it doesn't say where you can buy them here.
Sandy has a pair. I could ask her.
Okay, why don't you call her?
Okay.
Guess we're wiped out tonight, Greg. No offense to your mother, but women sure are dumb drivers.
What do you mean women are dumb drivers?
Hey, who was that?
Who are you talking to?
Who's on the phone, Greg?
It sounded like Marcia.
It's Marcia, all right. And men are even dumber drivers. Who are you talking to?
No one's dumber than a woman driver.
Are you listening, Eddie?
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Who's Eddie? And how come you hung up on Eddie after you told him to listen?
No, listen, Eddie, I'm sure we can get this. Hang on a minute.
For the record, that accident was not Mom's fault. It was that dumb man driver's fault.
That was my sister, Eddie.
Which one?
The one you said you wanted to ask for a date. Eddie, hello? Hello?
Carol? Come on, honey, we're gonna be late.
I'm on my way.
Mr. Brady?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm Harry Duggan. I'm the fellow that had that accident with your wife this afternoon.
Yeah, well, come on in, Mr. Duggan.
Oh, thank you, I will. My, you have a lovely place here.
Thank you.
Oh, did I catch you a bad time?
Well, my wife and I are going out yet.
Oh, I see. Well, this won't take a minute. I mean, you and I can settle it man to man, if you know what I mean.
No, don't think I know what you mean.
Well, you know, women drivers.
Women drivers?
Oh, good evening, Miss Brady. This won't take a second. I borrowed a car from a friend to get out here, and I have to get it right back to him. You see, my car had to be towed from the scene of the accident to a shop.
From what my wife told me, there wasn't that much damage done to your car.
Well, as a matter of fact, she banged up my car pretty bad.
Pretty bad?
Yes, in fact, I have an itemized list of the damage done to my car and what it'll cost Mrs. Brady to fix it.
Cost me to fix it? But we both agreed to fix our own cars.
Well, why should I agree to a thing like that? After all, it wasn't my fault.
Well, it certainly wasn't my fault.
Well, I think you should hear my side of the story, Mr. Brady.
But I've already told Mr. Brady everything.
Honey, what is your side, Mr. Duggan?
Well, you see, I was doing some heavy marketing for my wife, being a woman. She's a little frail.
Excuse me, Mr. Duggan. Frail is one thing that I am not.
Well, I'd like to get in my side of the story without any interruptions.
Well, get on with it, Mr. Duggan.
Well, I came down, got my car, started the engine, and checked my rear window, and saw it was clear, and I just started to back out slowly when all of a sudden, she came screaming out of her parking place and banged right into me. Obviously, she just didn't look back.
But, Mike, he couldn't have looked back because I was moving first.
Oh, no, you didn't look back because I
now,
was
come
moving.
On,
all
Mr.
right, okay, look, this part's a standoff, but as long as there was the same amount of damage done to your cars...
Same amount of damage? Are you kidding? Here, read this.
Smashed rear taillight, crushed fender, replace muffler, repaint left side, realign the frame.
How much? $295.11. Of course, there are some other minor things that I don't mind taking care of myself.
What, refurnishing your house? Mike, this just isn't true.
Mrs. Brady, are you suggesting that I am lying?
And very badly, too.
Well, Mr. Brady, you're going to have to believe one of our stories, and I guess it'll be hers. See who wears the pants in this family.
Mr. Duggan, I think you better leave before I toss you out on the seat of yours.
Sir, are you threatening me with bodily harm?
Yes, out.
You haven't heard the last of this. I'm going to sue you. I'll see you in court.
My pleasure. Oh, the nerve, that chiseler.
Well, he's obviously trying to use the accident to get a whole lot of other repairs done in his car.
Oh, Mike, do you think he really means it about taking me to court?
Yeah, I think he means it, all right.
Mom?
Dad?
Can we talk to you for a second?
We heard what you said.
Would we have to go to court, too?
Well, yes, you might.
Oh, Mike, you don't really think they'd have to go to court, do you?
Honey, they were witnesses. That's perfectly legal.
Oh.
Well, honey, there's nothing to be afraid of. All you have to do is tell the truth.
We do?
Of course, especially in court.
The exact truth?
Say, listen, what's going on here?
Well, before we go to court, we think you ought to know something.
What's that?
Well, maybe the accident was Mom's fault.
My fault?
We didn't see you look back, just like the man said.
Are you sure?
We're sure, Dad. Sorry, Mom.
Look, you two run on upstairs and go to bed. It's your bedtime, okay? Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Goodnight. Gee, Mike, I don't know what to say.
Honey, now listen. Are you sure you looked before you... Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe you just think you did.
Honey, I am positive I looked back.
Well, how do you explain the kids?
I can't. Oh, Mike, what am I going to do? Mr. Duggan's going to take me to court, and my own kids are going to have to testify against me. Those poor kids. They must be terribly upset.
Yeah, especially since we've always told them to be truthful.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's only one thing to do, and that's give that Mr. Duggan his $295.
And 11 cents.
And 11 cents. Well, we just couldn't put the kids through that, making them appear in court.
Well, I agree. It's pretty bad having your own kids testify against you.
Well, it wouldn't exactly make the PTA nominate me Mother of the Year.
Well, I'll tell the kids in the morning. They'll be delighted.
Do you know what makes me absolutely furious? That Duggan is going to think I'm finally admitting that I was lying.
Oh, honey, don't think about it. Let's forget all about him and hope we never see him again.
Mike, you don't think I'm lying, do you?
No, honey, I don't.
Mike?
Yeah.
You do believe me, don't you?
Of course I do.
Mike? You're not just saying that because you're my husband, are you?
No, sweetheart, I'm not.
What's the matter?
Well, I was waiting for you to stop me again.
Go away! Come on, I gotta brush my teeth too, you little creep.
Will you stop calling Bobby a creep?
How about Benedict Arnold?
Look, Bobby's no traitor. He's in a bind.
Well, he shouldn't testify against his own mother.
What else can he do?
Lots of things.
Like what?
Well, maybe he could run away from home.
Leave me alone!
Go to sleep.
Might as well. He won't let me in there.
Night.
Night. Night, creep! Good! I have two pillows now.
Come on, Cindy. You should be sleeping.
I know. What's the matter?
Guess I should tell you.
Bobby and I got Mom in trouble.
What are you talking about?
The man Mom had the accident with is gonna sue her.
Sue Mom?
Bobby and I have to be witnesses in court because we were in the car.
Then I guess I'll have to be a witness, too.
Well, how did you and Bobby get Mom in trouble?
Because we said it was Mom's fault.
Mom's fault?
Uh-huh. What am I gonna do?
Well, for one thing, get glasses.
Honey, there's no use in stewing about it all night.
I'm not stewing, I'm reading.
Sweetheart, you have been on page 124 for 30 minutes. That's not reading, that's stewing. Come in.
Mom, I just heard that man is going to sue you over the accident.
Well, he was, honey, but we're not going to court.
Why not?
Well, sweetheart, it's a little complicated.
Well, if it's because of Bobby and Cindy, they're wrong. It wasn't Mom's fault.
Were you in the car, too?
Yes. I saw Mom look back.
Well, now, wait a minute. How could four of you have been in the car and two of you see one thing and two of you see another?
I don't know. Isn't there something you can do, Dad?
Yeah. I could get an ice bag. I wasn't in the accident, and I'm getting a headache.
Come on, honey. Cheer up. Your folks will figure a way out of this somehow.
Yes, but what if they don't? Then Bobby and I'll have to go to court.
Well, maybe not.
The judge swears at you.
No, sweetie, the judge swears you in.
Sounds just as bad.
Well, it's not just as bad. Look, I've never been in court myself, but I'm what you might call an amateur expert anyway.
How come?
From watching television. I've learned a lot from the Bold Ones and Owen Marshall, and I expect to pass the bar on the Perry Mason reruns.
You mean court's just like it is on TV?
Pretty much. The judge walks in and you stand up. When he stands, you stand. When he sits, you sit.
Sounds like follow the leader.
Yeah, well, sort of. And then when he calls your name, you become the witness and you sit in the witness chair.
Is that where I have to tell the truth?
Yep, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Alice, if I don't sit in that chair, can it fib a little?
Sweetie, I don't think your mother would want you to do that.
But if Bobby and I tell the truth, she'll lose. Go to jail for years and years.
Honey, this is just a small claims court. There's no jury. Your mother's not going to have to go to jail no matter what you say. The judge just listens to both sides, and then he decides which...
Cindy, when you finish breakfast, get Bobby. I want you both to come out in the backyard.
I'm finished.
Come on, Marcia, honey.
What's up, Mrs. Brady?
We're going to find out why four people in the same car didn't see the same thing the same way.
How?
Mr. Brady is going to restage the scene of the crime. Come on.
Okay, now let's go through this the way it happened at the supermarket. And remember, I said exactly, okay?
Okay.
Where do you want the car, Dad?
Carol, is that about right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Greg, that's okay. Now, you're Mr. Duggan, and you start backing up when I tell you.
Right, Dad. Hey, Pete, you want to ride along with me?
Nah, I don't want to ride with Mr. Duggan. Either do I.
Never mind that now, kids. Now, come on, let's get started here. Now, Carol... Tell me everything you did, exactly.
Okay, well, first we got into the car and we fastened our seatbelts, right?
Right.
And then I started the motor. And then I looked carefully behind me to make sure that everything was clear. And then I started to back out.
That's when we didn't see you look back.
Start backing, Greg!
Okay, Dad.
And don't stop until I tell you.
Hey, wait a minute. That's when you two are fighting about something.
Oh, yeah. You spilled ice cream all over me.
Okay, kids, I said exactly. So you two, go ahead, fight.
I did not spill it on you.
You did, too.
I did not.
You did.
I didn't.
You did. I didn't. Wait a minute. I think we got something here.
Hey, Dad.
You two were arguing the whole time. Peter, not now. If you were arguing the whole time, Peter, will you... Greg, stop!
We almost had another court case.
Yeah, Brady versus Brady.
Bobby, Cindy, were you two arguing the whole time?
Yeah, I think we were.
Well, if you were, how do you know whether your mother looked back or not before the accident?
Well, maybe she did look back and we didn't see it.
Exactly. And it only takes a split second to miss something.
Maybe we missed it. We're sorry, Mom.
Oh, that's okay, honey. You only said what you thought was the truth.
Well, Mr. Brady, you're a regular Charlie Chan.
Oh, so.
Honorable wife of honorable detective, hope honorable judge, just as clever.
Thank you. Next case is Duggan versus Brady. Will the interested parties please step forward? Brady?
Yes, Your Honor.
The defendant, huh?
Will Mr. Duggan please step forward? And Mrs. Brady, you may return to your seat.
The court will grant Mr. Duggan 2 minutes grace.
A neck brace. Do you believe that?
I'm surprised he doesn't have both legs in a cast.
State your name, please.
Harry Duggan, sir. I'm sorry I'm late, Your Honor, but I was at the doctor's at Whiplash.
Yes, yeah, so it appears. The defendant will return, please. You understand that I will hear both sides, and then the court will render a decision.
Yes, Your Honor.
A plaintiff first. You may use the blackboard.
Well, it's rather difficult, Your Honor. You see, I can hardly turn my head, but I was parked here, and she was parked like that. I had just come from the market with my groceries. My wife usually does the shopping, but poor woman is bedridden.
Just stick to what happened in the parking lot, Mr. Duggan.
Yes, sir. Well, I got into my car, and I turned my head carefully and looked out the rear window. Of course, I can't turn my head now, but I looked and I saw it was clear. So I started to back up very slowly when all of a sudden she came barreling out of her parking space and wham, bang, ran right into me. Of course, you know how women drivers are, Your Honor.
Whether the other driver is male or female is not pertinent, except, of course, to his or her spouse.
Oh, I understand, sir. I just meant that...
Have you anything to add? Have you any witnesses?
Oh, no, sir. I just have here an itemized list of the damages to my car. No thanks to her, I could have been banged up a lot worse than this. Of course, I can't even turn my head.
As you have made that abundantly clear. Mr. Brady, it's your turn.
Thank you. Your Honor, I agree with Mr. Duggan on only one point. We were both parked, but I was the one who looked back to make sure everything was clear. He couldn't have, otherwise he wouldn't have hit me.
No, you're the one that didn't look out because you hit me.
Oh, just a minute, Mr.
Mr. Duggan, I believe you have had your turn. Children, are you witnesses?
Oh, yes, Your Honor.
I object, Your Honor. She probably told him what to say.
Mr. Duggan, the court does not need advice from you. State your names, please.
Marcia Brady.
Robert Brady.
Cynthia Brady, Your Honor.
Now, children, the story that your mother told about the accident in the parking lot, is that true? Did she turn around and carefully look before she backed up?
Yes, Your Honor, I saw her look back.
Are you sure?
Yes, sir, I'm sure.
But Sydney and I didn't see her, Your Honor.
He spilled ice cream on my dress.
I did not.
You did too.
I did not.
You did too.
I did not.
You did too.
I did not.
Be seated, children. The court finds itself with two completely conflicting accounts of this accident. On the one hand, Mr. Duggan states categorically that he looked very carefully before he pulled his car out. And on the other hand, Mrs. Brady contends the same thing. This leaves the court to settle the decision entirely on the testimony of both the litigants.
Hey, he turned his head. Yeah, he turned his head.
No, I didn't. I just was...
Mr. Duggan, it is the opinion of the court that your neck brace was an overt attempt to change the opinion of this court, therefore beclouding your testimony. I find in favor of the defendant.
Oh, thank you.
Really smart, Dad.
Honorable Father, yours Honorable Noodle.
Honorable Mother, most grateful.
Dad, can we go see the judge for a second?
What for?
Maybe he can decide who spilled the ice cream.
So I know all about selling things really legal.
Okay, by me.
Okay.
The court will now come to order. Whatever Judge Brady says goes. Let me see the evidence. You say it's yours, and she says it's hers, right?
It's mine. I bought it yesterday.
It is not. It's mine. I just got it at the store. It's a very tough case. It's only one thing to do.